Back now with Day to Day. There have been a lot of outrageous characters in the history of rock and pop music. Here's another one, transsexual artist Baby D. Music journalist Christian Bordahl has this story about her unusual life, career, and latest album. It's called Safe Inside the Day.
Baby D launched her musical career as a harpist in New York's Central Park in a bear costume.
I just had this fuzzy picture in my mind of something sort of festive, playing a harp, and I don't know, it just sort of came to me.
Bring me your whiskey, get me your beer. What's that song I like to hear?
She was a street performer, but Dee also studied music more seriously and was so obsessed with Gregorian chant and the Renaissance that her conducting teacher suggested she just learn to play the organ and get a job in a church. Dee thought that sounded like sensible advice. She'd been playing religious music for years, but the idea of actually working in a church had never occurred to her.
Churches sort of creep me out, you know. So within weeks of him saying that, I had a big job up in the South Bronx that became my, what I thought would be my life's work.
Spill the milk, steal the meat, life is bitter and death is sweet, all the bacon that a boy can eat, come along with me.
What eventually changed Dee's mind about her life's work at the church was her sexuality. Baby D is a transsexual, and after years of living what she says was a life of pretense as a man, she finally made the decision to become a woman.
It kind of meant the end of my career because I would have had to make, like, a big ridiculous mission out of my, you know, my livelihood. To keep a job like that and be a tranny is like a, that's a bit of a stretch. I mean, I know people. There was a guy, like, in Hoboken who was a motorcycle cop. And was a tranny and decided, oh, I'm going to keep my job, you know. I mean, it's insane. It's insane.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost stole the bacon and burnt the toast. Fresh out of
Dee says the sexual transformation for which she had such great hopes was emotionally devastating. Everywhere she went, she was now the constant object of staring and commentary.
You can go through a thing like that, and instead of having it make you better, you know, it can just embitter you.
After leaving her job at the church, Dee went back to street performing, but she was no longer a cuddly bear.
It was like if people were going to look at me all the time, I was going to give them something to look at, you know, and I was going to look back at them too, you know what I mean? There was like an attitude there.
She also ended up working in sideshows on Coney Island.
I was the bilateral hermaphrodite. Huh. I worked in like circuses like the Bindlestiff Circus and the Kamikaze Freak Show.
And what did you
do? That kind of thing. Mostly music. Just sort of joked around with people. I would occasionally levitate a virgin. You know, various things. Whatever was needed. I'd lay on broken glass and have concrete slabs broken over my head. Mm. You know, the usual sort of thing.
Bobby Slot and Freddie Weiss. We're not so nice, but I like their names a lot, so I'll say them twice. Bobby Slot and Freddie Weiss.
Dee grew up in suburban Cleveland, across the street from two guys named Bobby Slot and Freddie Weiss. On her new record, Safe Inside the Day, she tells the story of the day they decided to smash their old upright piano in the front yard. Dee was only four, but she remembers vividly how the occasion turned into a kind of block party with all the neighborhood men joining in the demolition.
What I learned was that inside the piano is there's a cast iron harp that's really very hard to wreck. You know, you can't just hit it and it won't break. I mean, you have to like saw away at it with a hacksaw, and that wasn't much fun for them. So everything else went to bits, but that cast iron harp inside sort of stayed. And the garbage man wouldn't take it, and it sat on their front lawn for months. And I fell in love with it.
The song is called The Dance of Diminishing Possibilities. And in it, Dee uses the harp inside the piano as a larger metaphor for her own metamorphosis.
There's a harp in that piano. There's a girl inside that boy in my daddy's crowbars. All his pride and joy.
About 8 years ago, Baby Dee left New York and moved back to Cleveland to look after her ailing parents. Her new record, Safe Inside the Day, is a happy career resurrection. The producers, intense folky Bonnie Prince Billy and guitarist-producer Matt Sweeney, urged Dee away from her trademark harp and towards her piano music. The resulting songs burrow into some of the hard terrain of Dee's Cleveland childhood and then use it to reflect on the unusual twists and turns of her adult life. In that process, she manages to grow a kind of sinewy, deceptively simple poetry that matches her fragile emotional core with bursts of toughness and joy and artistic fearlessness. Baby Dee is not afraid anymore, if she ever was, to sound weird or out of the ordinary. She sings her outsized personality, and in turn, her pain and her tremendous warmth and quirkiness all come bouncing and shining through. For NPR News, I am Christian Bordal.
Baby Dee's latest CD is called Safe Inside the Day, and our Christian Bordal also has a new CD out with his music project, Emma Lazarus. That CD is called Seven Songs. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.